This is Phoenix 98 FM.
25 minutes past five, and Nick is in the studio with me. Nice and close to the mic, Nick, if you don't mind. That's better.
Absolutely.
Oh, there you are. I bet it's good to be sitting down, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't believe how much my legs hurt right now.
So this is Nick Potts. He is a Morris dancer. I've got to be honest with you. You're not what I expected a Morris dancer to be. I expected an old bloke... Right, an oldish bloke.
Yeah, well, I'm 37, I'm getting there, don't worry.
Oh, I'm talking, put another 30 years on that. with a funny hat.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got a hat, but that's not funny. That's like an Elizabethan type hat.
Oh, yeah, crushed velvet, way.
That is amazing, but I'm talking about one of them straw hats with the flowers round them and a stick with the imitation pig's bladder.
Oh, right, yeah.
Hits people on the head. But you've got a trendy beard. You're 37 years old. If you don't mind me saying, you're a handsome young man.
Oh, I mean, thank come you. On.
Why are you Morris dancing?
Well, we can go for a date later. That's fine.
Oh, darling, I've got to go to work. I'm awfully sorry. Another night.
Well, I mean, I've only been Morris dancing a very short time.
How long?
Well, 2 weeks. I wouldn't call myself a fully... I mean, Morris dancers will look at me when they're putting videos of me online. People have been videoing me as I've been going.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sure I'm going to get some people with adenoids going, well, that's not the way you should be doing that move.
Well, that's... I did a gig once for a fete, and I put the sound system in, and I was the compere for this local fete, mm-hmm. and we had a Morris dancing... crew come in, so to speak.
Yeah.
And they had an accordion player with a big bushy beard that stunk of cigarettes and beer. And they said, oh, we can't dance on the grass. Why not?
No.
Well, we might fall over.
No,
there's a little bit of concrete over there. All right, we'll have to do our best on that. They got really precious about it.
Do you know what? I was I had some lessons from the Blackheath. They're Morris Men.
Oh, right.
I think that's how they describe their troops, always like the Morris Men.
Morris Men,
like
yes.
That. So I got a couple of lessons from them, but they were quite generous with me. They were very nice. They were almost as you described a bit. They were those kind of 50 to 60, bearded. They liked an ale before.
That's
they
it.
Went and did their Morris dancing. But when they were showing me, they were actually really kind to me, and they were going, look, eventually, if Morris dancing, there's a lot of going forward and going back. And on your first day, you don't want to do 42 miles instead of just 21.
Yeah.
So we'll just show you some things to go forward with and then some kind of sidesteps a little bit. But generally, you know, you can improvise quite a lot.
And there's a lot of skipping as well, is it?
There has been quite a lot of skipping. I will admit, I kind of Michael McIntyre'd it half the way at points. But
do you have to hey nonny nonny while you're doing it as well? Do you have to shout out, oh, hey nonny nonny?
You have to recite poetry. Yeah,
do
that's
you?
that's the only Morris way. So, but actually, I didn't cheat, but I mean, I didn't get on a bus or anything, but I.
About You've mile got some funny looks if you had.
I was on about mile 19.
Yeah.
And I got ahead of time. My plan was to get into Brentwood by 5 o'clock.
Okay.
It was like my target time.
Yeah.
Because obviously we want to get on this lovely show.
I was told you'd be here at five, so I'm thinking, he's not here yet. He's not here yet.
But I actually, about mile 19, I just started walking and shoving my hands up in the air with my handkerchief, just looking, throwing some shapes out there. So it was, that was probably the biggest bit of cheating I did. But I've been on foot the entire time, and it's been, I've had so many, you can hear the jingling.
I can hear the jingling in the background.
The woman who did my costume for you can see it. It's quite a nice costume.
It's an amazing costume.
There's a woman called Suzanne Bell who does costumes for theatre and things
What's
like
stuffed
that.
Stuffed in it.
Oh, this is my emergency. My emergency pack here. So we've got water,
right?
And,
I see.
Phone contact, that kind of thing.
And you can do your waistcoat over that, and then you'll see it. Lovely.
Exactly. I just look like I've had a few ales.
Yes.
That's the thing. So, but she.
You look like Sir Walter Raleigh's younger brother.
I do.
Now,
Phil Raleigh.
Raleigh Chopper.
Yeah.
Oh dear, don't take that to my childhood. Right. Yeah. But there's a more serious note to why you are actually doing this. You are Morris dancing from London to Norwich?
Yeah.
Anywhere particularly Norwich or just the borderline of Norwich?
Well, no, we're going right to the centre of Norwich. So okay. This is recreating a Morris dancing feat, which an actor called Will Kemp did.
Yeah.
And I played Will Kemp with my friend Josh.
Okay.
Who I'm doing this in memory of.
Are you an actor?
I am an actor, yes.
Ah.
So yeah, Will Kemp did the Morris dance from London to Norwich after he got fired from Shakespeare's troupe, basically.
Oh, so Shakespeare said, you're not good enough
yeah.
for me, go away.
Yeah.
Pray thee, go away.
With a hey nonny nonny, yeah.
And he said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to Morris dance from London to Norwich and you can stick it,
yeah.
William, stick it.
Exactly.
Yes.
And put that in one of your poems. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but he did it to show off. He did it to kind of go, look how popular I am. And he did it. He said, there's a pamphlet, I think it's in like the British Library, the original thing, saying 9 days of wonder.
Yeah.
But he did it in 23 days because he was too busy getting drunk and you know, seeing ladies of the night and things like that. So
he was enjoying himself.
Exactly. But it, so I'm going to beat him by at least 14 days.
Fair enough. That's good. Good. So you did it with your friend Josh. Now, you did this, you're doing this in memory of your friend Josh now. So what happened to Josh, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, Josh I performed with Josh 6 years ago, and we actually performed in Brentwood as well, doing these shows. And, you know, he was, we're all part of the same group. When you've got a group of actors that got a bond like that, we all kind of would meet up quite a lot. And, I mean, he was at my wedding, and he was a fantastic, absolutely fantastic. You know, everyone has a friend that no one hates.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They're annoying because no one because everyone likes them.
Yeah.
He was that guy. He was just...
I've got one of those.
Yeah. But he was that guy. And then he was living with his partner, and he was in Spain, and he was originally from Salisbury. But he was... Yeah, so he moved in with his partner there, and then...
So his sat-nav didn't work properly then...
Yeah.
He ended up in Spain.
Yeah, yeah, he enjoyed the sun, so he just thought, I'll park up here for a bit. But then he was due to have, see a doctor about his heart.
Right.
Because he knew there was something not quite right, possibly.
Yeah.
But in the, like, 2 days before that, he was doing something, I can't remember exactly what, and he was with his partner, and he just collapsed.
Oh, wow.
And they had to put him. I mean, they had to put him on life support to try and bring him back. Tried to do everything they could. And after about, I think it was either 2 to 3 days, we all then got the message filtered through to us.
Yeah.
That they'd passed away, and it was one of the strangest things in the world. We all went to his memorial service we went to his funeral in Spain.
Yeah.
And in the background there was this mountain, which me and him climbed.
Wow.
And I remember, I could just see it just looking in there, sitting in this...
Part of Spain?
So it is in these bells, they are so annoying. They're the most annoying thing in the world. She's sewn them into the costume.
They're like tension relievers in a conversation, aren't they?
But, what was I saying?
What part of Spain?
Oh, yes, part of Spain. So it was in a place called Sitges, which is just south of Barcelona.
Right, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful kind of seaside town, so it's a lovely place, and we got to live there for about 2 months when we were rehearsing for these shows going round all of Europe.
Yeah.
So we had an amazing time, and yeah, he met his partner there and quite rightly stayed there from me.
Wow.
So yeah.
Yes, you would do so. What did they say that you actually had then?
Well, SAD stands for sudden arrhythmic death syndrome.
Yeah.
So that affects 500 people in the UK every year. It's it just like that. It's, you know, it takes people.
Yeah.
At any age, and so, you know, very young people. I did another radio interview. It spells again.
Great.
I did another radio interview, and then I got contacted by someone off that, telling me about their son who passed away when he was 20. From this condition. So,
does it only affect young people then, or can it hit you at any age?
As far as I'm aware, I mean, my knowledge of SADS is that it can happen to you at any age.
Right.
But once you've found out that you might you've got this possible heart condition, there's a lot of recommendations. So people can live with the condition, and they can live with it for years. But it's something that needs to be looked after and also looked into, because the British Heart Foundation, who have about hundreds, if not, I think it's over thousands of different research projects. Looking into kind of heart conditions and things like that. They've only got a limited, obviously, resource to look into SADS. So that's why we're trying to raise as much money as we can. We've gone for a target on my Just Giving page of £50,000, which we're working out as, because they told us £16 is about an hour's worth of research.
Yeah.
So that would be about a year, I reckon. We reckon we can get into to kind of specific research into SADS, which would be amazing.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. So who is this with? Is actual SADS charity, or are you doing it via the British Heart Foundation?
No, so it is via the British Heart Foundation.
Lovely.
So it's they've been fantastic as well. They've been, you know, they've given me all the leaflets, all the things that they can do. They've been in contact trying to put me on Instagram. I don't know how Instagram works, but they put me on it somehow.
Do I?
But they've been fantastic with their support.
Good.
So and they're kind of meeting me on bits on the way.
So can people come up and hand you money, or is it just purely on the Just
Giving? No,
page?
They can. If you see me in the street, I've got a
costume on and bells.
Costume.
That's all you have to say.
If you can't hear me, then then I'm doing something wrong here. But also, I think actually the sound of the jingling coins now is making more noise than these bells, actually.
That's good.
So it's drowning that out, so I'll just hear that when I go to sleep at night.
Oh, dear. But some people like to go to sleep with the sound of lapping waves across the shore.
Whale noises, maybe.
Yeah, it's you. Jingly bells.
Like a train in the night.
I don't know if you've seen that film they put out at Christmas. Totally forgot the name of it now, with James Stewart.
It's a Wonderful
Life.
It's
a Wonderful Life, that's it. I have memory lapses.
Yeah.
So, thanks to you, there's a lot of angels getting their wings.
Yes.
Because your bells just don't stop ringing.
Well, I'm just doing good all over the place here now. Do you know what has actually been really lovely? Is actually people have just been filming me, and I'm hoping they'll stick it up online and things like that.
Yes, so they should.
But also, it's just you get, when I've been going along roads, the amount of toots and, you know, people, you see people smiling when you see it. That's a lovely thing. It's such a nice thing to kind of share.
So what? How did you work your route out? Is it following the actual route?
We tried to as much as we could.
But there's buildings in the way and such as like that.
There's a few changes, but they're quite minor. You'd be surprised. I was supposed to be staying in a place in Suffolk called Poslingford, and it's literally now just houses.
Right.
It used to have like kind of, you know, a lot of villages and towns and small towns and things like that. It used to have kind of like a pub and maybe a little rest house and things like that, anything. And I called the people in the council there, and they just went, you're best off going somewhere else, because there is nothing here.
We don't have nothing like that round here. It's local houses for local people, I'm afraid.
Don't stray from the Suffolk Road. So I'm actually going to go from Sudbury and then go to Lavenham.
Okay.
Which I think that is one of my wife is really looking forward to. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because she's a massive fan of Harry Potter, and apparently that's where Harry Potter's house is.
Oh.
I was like, I'm so excited myself.
Oh, I bet you are. I can see by the look on your ears. How can people know where you are on the route? Is there a website? Is there a Facebook page?
Well, we've got me on Facebook, but we're trying to upload a bit more now onto. Well, actually, one way you can follow. See, this is where modern technology and all this stuff comes in. You on Instagram, we are the handle, is that the right word?
Yeah.
I don't know if that is, but it's at Nick's9 Days of Wonder.
NICKS.
All lowercase, apostrophe. So at Nick's9 Days of Wonder.
Okay.
And that's where you can find updates, and hopefully, we're trying to do everything daily to update you, everyone, where how far I've got.
What about your Just Giving page?
The Just Giving page, if you go onto Just Giving on their website, there's a search bar on there, and you can put in there nine.
Madman.
The Prancing Man. So if you put in there, you can put in there either 9 Days of Wonder or my full name, which is Nicholas Potts.
Yeah.
And that should come up with the top search should be a black and white photo of me in this kind of Shakespearean garb with my friend Josh. And if you click on there, you can donate straight on there, which would be fantastic.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. Well, thanks for coming in. I hope you've enjoyed the rest.
Yeah.
can I have some jingles on from your legs?
Exactly.
Like this. To that. This is for you. It's 500 miles from the Proclaimers. Take care. Well done.
Wake up. Well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. And I'm working, yes I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm lonely, well I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Proclaimers, and I'm gonna be 500 miles.